From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Canadian high pressure brought us a clear and frigid morning with widespread lows in the single digits, with a few exceptions. In the far southern valleys and along the immediate shore of Lake Champlain, temperatures settled into the low teens. At the same time, temperatures bottomed out below zero across most of the northeast, including at last night's cold spot, Island Pond, Vermont, with minus 16. That area of high pressure has drifted eastward to near Yarmouth, Nova Scotia at midday, and a weak area of low pressure, now over Georgian Bay, is approaching the area. Even though that low is still quite distant, clouds have already spread across the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley this morning, with a few snow flurries forming in the southwest flow downwind of Lake Ontario. As that system treks southeastward this afternoon, clouds will increase ever so slowly from the northwest to southeast. Far southeastern areas will likely see nearly full sunshine all day. Most locations will see highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. However, colder temperatures in the low to mid 20s are expected over the northeast, where temperatures started below zero, and also over the Adirondacks, where the sun has mostly faded to thickening clouds. Snow flurries will increase in coverage over the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley this afternoon, with perhaps a few light flurries reaching the Green Mountains by sunset. The snow flurries occurring early this afternoon over northern New York and southwest Quebec are associated with a warm front extending from the low over Georgian Bay. To the north of the front, a bitterly cold air mass is entrenched over Quebec, while a warmer, moist air mass is flowing northeastward from over the Great Lakes. The low-pressure area dives southeast into New York this evening and weakens overnight as its energy is stripped away into the peripheral circulation of a deepening storm over the north-central Atlantic. Snow showers with the remnants of the low continue drifting southeastward overnight, but will generally be diminishing in both coverage and intensity. Overnight accumulations of a dusting to an inch are possible, mainly across northern New York, southern Quebec, and far northern Vermont, where the most persistent snow showers are expected. Elsewhere, a few widely scattered flurries are possible overnight. Clouds and a few flurries linger behind the system during the morning hours tomorrow, but the bigger story will be the Arctic air mass filtering in on northerly winds. Tomorrow's highs are expected to occur during the morning, generally ranging from the mid-teens across the northern hills to the mid-20s over the south. Then temperatures hold steady or fall through the day. Arctic high pressure builds southward from Quebec tomorrow evening, clearing the skies and calming the winds. This sets the stage for one of the coldest, if not the coldest, nights of the season so far. Lows are expected to bottom out in the single digits above in the warm spots, 0 to 10 below in most areas, and 10 to 20 below in the cold northern mountain hollows. Thursday's temperatures will rebound into the 20s for most areas, but the sun will be dulled by increasing clouds as another disturbance passes from the lower Great Lakes to southern New England. The forecast summary: this afternoon, a mix of sun and clouds, except mostly cloudy in the Adirondacks and St. Lawrence Valley with a chance of flurries. Highs in the low to mid-20s northeast and in the Adirondacks, elsewhere upper 20s to low 30s. Light south winds east of the Green Mountains, 5 to 10 miles per hour west. Tonight, cloudy with scattered to widely scattered snow showers, generally a dusting, a fluffy inch possible in the northern mountains, lows mainly in the teens, some single digits northeast, and around 20 southwest. Wednesday, a chance of morning flurries, otherwise decreasing clouds, early highs in the mid-teens to mid-20s from north to south, then temperatures steady or falling. Wednesday night, mainly clear and cold, a few patchy high clouds southwest late, lows in the single digits above in far southern areas and in the broad valleys west, otherwise 0 to 10 below, with northern cold hollows 15 to 20 below. And for Thursday, increasing clouds, highs in the 20s. I'm meteorologist Phil Gertson with an Eye on the Sky.